local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to Wednesday, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. Sitting at 67 and plenty of fog out there for all of us to enjoy. We'll get more from Dr. Bill in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. We've got accident-free conditions continuing. Fog is burning off across the Bayway, pretty heavy along 65 from Government all the way up towards Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill. But again, good news is no wrecks in the roadways. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. Weddings and proms are around the corner. Reserve the Ford Excursion limo that holds 20. Call 802-6632 and see their fleet at moderntaxilimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer.
It's a food and wine show.
No, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
They bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
The glorified fry cook.
Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
Grape killer.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Brought to you by Bob's Downtown Diner. On the corner of Fat and Happy. Sunday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries. I think now it's in almost 120 countries all over the world.
All right, President Trump yesterday in a long, long presser about the latest here on coronavirus in the United States. One of the bigger stories to come out of yesterday, looks like Uncle Sam might be sending checks to all but the richest Americans. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, the social media war between the United States and China over coronavirus, finger pointing back and forth here. It's beyond ridiculous, and we have American journalists being kicked out of China, Chinese journalists being kicked out of the United States. We'll talk about that. Here at home, Governor Ivey does have the right to postpone the runoff election that's slated for March 31st, according to opinion from Attorney General Steve Marshall. And another Biden blowout, Joe Biden sweeping all three states in yesterday's primaries and ending any chance of Bernie Sanders being the one with the most votes and delegates. And in other words, he's not getting the nomination. Mm-hmm. Biden, by the way, won every county in Florida.
Really?
Every county. Yesterday, I think he did the same or close to that in Illinois. We'll talk more about that coming up. And in sports?
Well, you're going to have to get used to a lot of quarterbacks behind the center on new teams, and that includes maybe the greatest of all time. Tom Brady has signed with a new team. I'll tell you who coming up in sports. And also, we've got more NBA players testing positive for the coronavirus.
All right. Yeah, you said, speaking of that, if you show up for, it's a joke, y'all. So somebody said on Twitter, if you show up for a coronavirus test, you need to have your insurance information, your ID, and your...
either your IMDb page for the movies you've been in or your basketball reference stats. And then your chances of getting tested go way up.
I'm laughing because there's so much truth in that. We'll talk about testing here in Alabama and in Mobile and Baldwin counties coming up in just a second. Senate's turning to a major economic stimulus package to help the nation confront the effects of coronavirus. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is working with Senate Republicans on a $1 trillion stimulus package.
It is a big number. This is a very unique situation in this economy.
Mnuchin says the package is diverse.
This is a combination of loans. This is a combination of direct checks to individuals. This is a combination of creating liquidity for small businesses.
The package comes on the heels of the House coronavirus bill that included free coronavirus testing, but also 2 weeks of paid sick leave. It's that sick leave that was a concern for many Senate Republicans, who cited the negative consequences it might have for small businesses. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered this advice.
My counsel to them is to gag and vote for it anyway, even if they think it has some shortcomings, and to address those shortcomings in the bill that we're in the process of crafting.
While they craft the bill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this should be job number one.
The aid has to be workers first if we're going to help these industries, not what happened in 2008 where the big boys got helped and the workers and everybody else was left by the wayside.
Senator McConnell agrees.
We need to directly help American workers and families face this uncertain period. In particular, we're examining policy tools to put money directly and quickly into the hands of American families.
As for the virus itself, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health urges people to continue to practice social distancing, hand washing, and staying at home if at all possible.
What you might inadvertently do, and I know you don't want to do that, you don't want to put your loved ones at risk, particularly the ones who are elderly and the ones who have compromised conditions.
Fauci, who is a member of the Coronavirus Task Force, was particularly dismayed by the number of young people who seem to be out and about, thinking, he says, that they're immune to the virus and its consequences.
We can't do this without the young people cooperating. Please cooperate with us.
In the meantime, President Trump says he fully understands the seriousness of the situation.
We are looking to save the maximum number of lives. Everything else is going to come back. A life is never going to come back. But everything else, our economy is going to come roaring back.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
713 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with continuing coronavirus coverage and all the other news you need to know. But we're constantly getting new pieces of information. That's just the nature of the news cycle right now. Dalton just got one. This is interesting. If you are traveling and you got to clear TSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the TSA released a press release yesterday. And in this press release, it's actually a page on their website, tsa.gov/coronavirus. And they have a map where the airports are that TSA officers have tested positive for coronavirus. That's probably important to check before you travel. And also, they mention with driver's licenses. They say travelers with a state driver's license that expired beginning on March 1st, 2020, and who are not able to renew at their state driver's license agency may still use it as acceptable identification at the checkpoint. TSA will accept expired driver's licenses a year after the expiration date, plus 60 days after the duration of the COVID-19 national emergency.
Also, getting this note from Mobile Area Water and Sewer System that they are suspending all disconnections for non-payments effective immediately to assist our customers who are facing unusual financial hardships as a result of COVID-19. So right now, no disconnects from the water. And then I saw this on, speaking of liquids here, as I have been, if you followed me on Twitter, at FM Talk 1065. Yes, I have a bit of an obsession with the ABC, you know, the state being in the liquor business. Mm-hmm. I have for decades now. But I keep up to date with ABC store news. Alabama ABC board approves to-go alcohol from bars and restaurants.
Really?
Okay. So there's limited, you can go, I think, all but a few, I think 78 stores closing for ABC because mm-hmm. of this in the state.
Yeah, and if you go into one that is open, you can't
They'll go fetch
the racks.
It. You'll say, I want that Dewar's, mm-hmm. and they'll go get you the Dewar's and bring it to you.
Yeah, that's what they do, and they recommend that you use credit, not cash.
Okay, that's the delivery side at the ABC store, and then ABC, of course, the enforcement agent over bars and restaurants that sell alcohol. They've said this, people of Alabama can look forward to picking up your favorite drink from restaurants or bars, according to the ABC board. As of yesterday, the board approved a ruling that states restaurants and bars can temporarily sell alcohol to go with curbside pickup only.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a lot like Louisiana during that, but yes. Curbside booze is a go, according to ABC.
And we'll see in the future. I hope so many of these restrictions that they're putting in place that they don't overstep forever, you know? I hope that a lot of these rules don't last past the coronavirus.
But this one.
That one, I hope, stays in effect.
I love it, Louisiana, when they go through like a drive-through daiquiri bar. And I remember when the first time I saw them, I said, that is an open container you're handing out. They said, bro, that's got a top on it.
Oh,
nobody could get through that, that's for sure. All right, 716 News is next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System has suspended all disconnections amid the coronavirus outbreak. The service says it made the decision to help customers and protect employees. Moss also announced it would close the lobbies at their payment centers on Spring Hill Avenue and Moffitt Road starting at 5 this evening. The kiosks will still be available along with other payment options. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the last call announcement for bars all over the state. The governor ordered all bars and nightclubs across the state to shut down at 5 p.m. Restaurants can stay open. Bars and clubs will remain closed for the next 30 days. Escambia County officials have issued restrictions on gatherings at Pensacola Beach. Officials say they'll be posting signs at Pensacola Beach warning beachgoers to stay 6 feet away from each other and limit their group size to 10 people or fewer. Lifeguards will be enforcing the new changes. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves. And probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and beds, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
Now, you've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know,
right.
Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, tell us how I get in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 719 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tom Brady will soon be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Weird.
Very weird. I retweeted the picture of what it'll look like with Tom Brady when he puts on that Buccaneer uniform.
Okay, go to the Twitter feed. It's
at Dalton Orwig, and it's not the creamsicle uniforms that we've all
right. Come
to know and love, but it's their new
70s
uniform. Throwback-looking
stripy thing.
It's so weird. But yesterday morning, Brady announced on social media he's leaving New England after 20 years and 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots. Last night, ESPN reported that the future Hall of Famer is expected to sign with Tampa Bay, and that's barring any unforeseen circumstances. The numbers I've seen, $30 million per year. I have not seen a length to the contract. Of course, Brady will be 42 by the time the season starts. He said he wants to play till he's 45. Now he joins a team led by head coach and quarterback specialist Bruce Arians, and his roster has some playmakers on it that includes Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and former Bama tight end O.J. Howard. His signing also officially ends the Jameis Winston era in Tampa Bay. The former first overall pick is currently a free agent and will be signing with a new team. Since the news that Brady would join the Buccaneers, Tampa experienced a huge surge in ticket sales. Last year, Tampa averaged 30th in attendance out of 32 teams. Some fans reported waiting online for well over an hour last night to pick up their season tickets. At one point, I believe the queue was over 6,000.
Turn.
People in line to get the tickets. His signing with Tampa also means that he'll face the New Orleans Saints at least twice a year. The Saints, unlike the Patriots, are keeping their future Hall of Famer behind center. Yesterday, Drew Brees, who's entering his 20th NFL season, signed a 2-year extension with New Orleans worth $50 million. Brees will look to improve his resume that already includes a Super Bowl win, the NFL record for most career passing yards, career passing touchdowns, and Brees right now 6th all-time in games played. His backup quarterback from last year, Teddy Bridgewater, will also remain in the NFC South. Bridgewater will sign a 3-year, $63 million deal to become the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. That's after Carolina announced yesterday that they will trade longtime starter Cam Newton. Bridgewater went 5-0 as a starter last season with the Saints when he stepped in for an injured Drew Brees. It's
It's been a remarkable comeback for the former Minnesota Viking after a serious knee injury cost him almost two full seasons in 2016 and 2017. As for Newton, he'll either be traded or cut by the Panthers. Carolina said yesterday that Newton asked for permission to seek a trade, and Newton immediately responded on Instagram saying that he never sought to be traded and that the Panthers forced it upon him. Longtime Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers agreed to a one-year deal to join the Indianapolis Colts. Longtime Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten will sign a one-year deal to join the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas will sign defensive lineman Gerald McCoy to a three-year contract, and Tennessee added former Atlanta Falcons pass rusher Vic Beasley Jr. In NBA news, four Brooklyn Nets players, including Kevin Durant, have tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. That brings the number of NBA players that have tested positive for the virus to seven. The LA Lakers, who played the Nets before the break, will be tested today after learning of Brooklyn's positive tests. ESPN reports that the Nets had players tested by a private company and that the team paid out of pocket after they returned from San Francisco last week. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Just a little over 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Their forecast for this week, we got rain in the mix, which is a good thing because we're going to get the pollen washed off. We'll talk to him about that coming up at around 735. Now time to check your tax tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you're super wealthy, you may not get as lucky under the new tax law as the estate of George Steinbrenner did. The former Yankees owner died during a one-year gap in the levy, so Steinbrenner's heirs escaped the tax. A huge savings. The rate had been 45%. The tax is back, but now it is only 40%, and fewer estates are subject to it. Only those with estates worth more than $11.6 million for singles or more than $23 million for married couples face the estate tax. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R scpa.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you and go Jags!
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue. Looks great across the Bayway. The fog is all but burned off there, but 65, it's slow. I-10 westbound. Also, as you're traveling over towards Carroll Plantation, Theodore Dawes Road, you're seeing some thick fog, but no major backups or delays. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley and McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. You can see them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Jeff Poore is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. In just about 10 minutes, we'll talk to Larry Kirby with LCM, get an update from him. And let me say it this way. With all the stuff going on right now and people that are being quarantined or businesses that aren't running full shifts or whatever, we're running full shifts here, and we will through this whole process. We're going to be here with the latest information nationally, internationally from our state and right here at home. It's what we do around here. So, and we had a big meeting yesterday and talking to those of us on the programming side, the people that work in the factory here. We got some people work on the advertising portion. We work in the we're on the assembly line here.
That's right.
Assembly line workers, we will continue through this process. And if you listen to us on the radio, normally in your car or something like that, remember, if you're not going to be in your car, you can still catch all the information we're bringing you here right now in your car on our by going to TuneIn Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an app. It's a free app. TuneIn, push together, or I say mash together, the two words, TuneIn, mash together, and then radio. TuneIn Radio. It is a free download for your Android or your iPhone. There's like a extra pay version. You don't have to get that. Just keep the freemium model. You'll get our audio there anytime you want on your smartphone. So if you're not in the car as much or whatever, you can keep up to date with what's going on. And we're going to be giving you information as it breaks on the virus, on the economy, on what's being done here with local government. Also, information like this. I got this actually last night, because my daughter's wanting to go to movie with her friends, and the missus and I looked at her and said, no. No, but there's a thing, and my wife found this, that you can sync your Netflix. So we got Netflix at the house. I say they've got Netflix. My family watches it. I don't have much time, but right now they're doing a thing called Netflix Party, okay? Netflix has a new browser extension called Netflix Party that allows people all over the world to sync up their streams so they can watch stuff together and talk about it in a sidebar chat.
Wow.
So we're setting it up for my daughter and her friends to be able to watch a movie or something on Netflix, and then they can sidebar chat their way through it. Now, it's only for the Google Chrome browser at this point, but it's free, and you can get it at NetflixParty.com. And remember, you can get the app to listen to us on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio. That is the app. Grab that. And of course, you can always stream us at fmtalk1065.com. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Beginning today, the Mobile County Health Department will close several county-run health clinics. Only three clinics will remain open for patients: the urgent care at the Keeler Memorial Building, the Newbern Health Center, and the Women's Center. The move comes as state health officials confirmed 39 people have tested positive for COVID-19 statewide. USA Women's and Children's Hospital and Spring Hill Medical Center are both screening patients for COVID-19. Both facilities are screening people at the door, not inside the hospitals. On Monday, state health officials urged hospitals to delay elective surgeries. Tuesday, Providence Hospital confirmed non-emergency surgeries were being postponed. Officials in Escambia County, Florida, will meet this morning to discuss the county's testing sites. Elected leaders and medical officials will come together at 10:30 this morning at the Brownsville Community Center. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Johns Hopkins University says the total number of confirmed cases of coronavirus worldwide has surpassed 200,000. 112 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19. Millions in the restaurant, bar, and hospitality industry are now jobless. This server in New York surmises the feelings of many.
Uncertainty for everyone right now is... It's
completely unfathomable.
Money will be needed sooner than later for affected families and businesses. Christine Romans reports there are proposals at this hour being hammered out in Washington.
There's now urgency about spending money quickly to help this economy. Secretary Mnuchin urged Republican senators to act on a stimulus package with a big price tag.
This is a very unique situation in this economy. We've put a proposal on the table that would inject $1 trillion into the economy. That is on top of the $300 billion from the IRS deferrals.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The wild swing set to continue on Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open after stocks jumped yesterday. Costco has acquired logistics company Innovel Solutions from Transform Holdco, the operator of Sears and Kmart stores, for $1 billion in cash. The deal is Costco's largest acquisition since it merged with Price Club in 1993 and continues a broader effort by Sears' owner to shed assets. Innovel employs more than 1,500 people and operates 11 distribution centers and more than 100 final mile centers. It provides final mile delivery and installation for large and bulky products such as appliances, furniture, and mattresses. Facebook will give all of its full-time employees an additional $1,000 in their next paycheck and will give everyone the same exceeds expectations performance review for the first half of the year. Crude oil continues to sell off, down $1.70 at $25.25 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
In 2018, Alabama's forest industry generated $16.3 billion and 41,000 jobs, with family-owned forests included. Consulting foresters help private landowners manage their resources for the next generation, keeping the land forested and profitable. Forest owners can find a consulting forester online at foresterssearch.com, a free service by a grant from Bradley Murphy Forestry and Natural Resources Extension Trust.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
One thing I can say, it was not 63 this morning when we started. 67. So up a few.
Yes.
There has been a change there. And quite a bit of fog out there for Mobile County and I guess Baldwin County as well.
Yeah, be careful this morning here for another hour or so and finally it'll dissipate. And we'll see partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today. There is a slight chance we could see a shower develop this afternoon. The high today should get into the low 80s. Yesterday we had 78 for the high, but today about 82 for this afternoon. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. Again, you may see some patchy fog. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, mostly cloudy. Same thing with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. And the high tomorrow in the low 80s. Now, after that, we are faced with a cold front that'll be coming in for the weekend. Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and a high in the low 80s. Cold front will move in Friday night and early Saturday, and will cool us down just a little bit for the weekend. So on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid-70s. And then on Sunday, again, clouds around, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the lower 70s. So getting back to normal over the weekend, normal this time of the year is 72 degrees. So this is not a real cold wave. It's just a little bit of a cool spell coming in for the weekend.
Right, but we do get the benefit of having some pollen-washing rain come into the mix. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we need it. Wasn't any help yesterday. We had 0.04 out at the airport, and most areas did not get any rain yesterday. And now as we move into the second half of the month of March, we for the year now, we are almost four inches below normal. And we've only had 0.64 for the month of March. And March is normally a fairly wet month here along the Gulf Coast. So we're going to, the way it looks now, we're going to be well below normal for the month.
Yeah, there's an irony to this as you look at places up and down the river system, places like Saraland, or, I mean, up and down Baldwin County's west side, or Clark County, Monroe County, Washington County, where the flood is still present. So you're in a drought at your house, but for some reason the river is coming up into your yard.
It's amazing. Here we have a drought here, and yet we have flooding conditions. And by the way, the average rainfall for March is over 6 inches, so we only have a little over half an inch, and we're halfway through the month.
And then we look, you know, I know it's on down the road, but usually what, starting in late April into May, we have normally have a little bit of a dry period in around here on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, quite often it's in May and into June. We do end up, most years have a dry spell for at least a couple of weeks. But right now, it has certainly been dry along the coast. And at this time, even though we're going to see some showers here for Friday night and Saturday, we don't expect a lot of rain. But we'll take anything right now.
That's for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Always right here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Bear Walker, maker of premium skateboards that are as much artwork as they are rideable. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
Bear Walker fulfilled his senior project at Clemson by making one skateboard using advanced designs and advanced tools. Last year, he made 4,000 boards, up from 1,500 the year before. They're beautiful works of functional art, and he's recently gone into partnership with Pokemon to develop one featuring Pikachu, which sold out in 2 days and are now selling for twice their original amount on eBay. And there are more to come from Pokemon, but he can't talk about it. He's a celebrity in his world, and he stays hidden in an anonymous workshop in Fairhope. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. Still have accident-free conditions, a dense fog advisory till 10 a.m. with the heaviest fog along 65 between I-10 and Saraland. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway looking good with fog burning off pretty quick. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room in downtown Mobile, valet parking always complimentary. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5, 68 degrees and foggy now for Mobile and Baldwin counties. Dr. Bill says expect another hour or two of this before things clear up. In some areas down along the water, maybe later than that. Shall say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry's talking trucks this morning. That makes me happy, happy. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm good, especially because you told me a second ago that we're going to get to talk about three trucks. What three trucks are we looking at?
All right, let's talk about, we just traded in a 2002 Ford F-150 Extended Cab King Ranch Edition that is a local one owner, and it is like brand new. And then we traded in a 2002 Crew Cab four-wheel drive 2500 HD diesel, Duramax diesel. Both those trucks are under $10,000. Then this one will be near and dear to your heart. We just also traded in a 2008 Crew Cab Z71 four-wheel drive 2500 HD GMC Sierra Duramax diesel also. And I mean, this thing's like brand new. The seat covers were just taken off of it. Is that seat covers all it's just day one?
Why do I think that Larry's saying this specifically for me? You're talking to me directly. All right, so give me and anybody else like me directions and come check out those trucks.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like he's speaking directly to me when he's talking about those trucks. 741 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, a couple notes here that we ran through a second ago, but Maws number one is discontinuing. There's no disconnects going to go on for the foreseeable. They didn't give a term on it. They said during the coronavirus crisis. So that was one of the stories. Also, the ABC has decided that bars and restaurants can have curbside pickup of alcohol. And, you know, I scoffed a bit about that, kind of thinking about how Louisiana with their drive-through, you know, daiquiri bar and all that kind of stuff. But our buddy Philip made a point here, and I like this. I like when things are, you think about things in a different way. Philip says, to-go alcohol sales makes more sense than bars. Okay, that's shocking, right? People hear, what is he talking about? He said, with to-go alcohol, there's a chance you won't drink a drink until you get home. In a bar, it's 100% chance you're going to drink the drink before you head home.
That's
changed my mind, he says.
Good point.
Philip, that's wisdom there. That's wisdom. Also, we saw the Mobile County License and Revenue Commission is closed, right?
Yeah, they on their website right now, they've got a letter from Commissioner Nick Matranga, and they also say all offices are closed to the public, but you can still renew licenses online. They've got a link to that at the top of the page, and also register a vehicle purchased from a dealership. And they've also got the availability to file sales tax filings and payments through the My Alabama Taxes website, and business license applications can still be sent via mail or faxed.
So the revenue portion is something we're going to dig into on the midday show today, because you know we've been talking for the last few months about the amount of money that came into the state, right? The state sales tax, which is 6% lodging tax, and what that's meant in money as they were budgeting. Right, they're working. Still hadn't voted on it, but working on the budget for the state of Alabama. Y'all, there's no way to sugarcoat this. That's going to be lessened than their projections. Is it enough that they're going to have to make amendments to what they were going to spend for the fiscal year? For sure, they're going to have to make amendments going into the budget that would start, you know, on October 1st. So we're going to dig into that and kind of get some of the numbers, hopefully talk to some of the players out of Montgomery, our elected representatives, about what they foresee on that. We'll do that during the midday show today. Plus, Senator Doug Jones to talk about the Senate bill. They're voting on for even more money for the American workers. We'll talk to him at noon today on Midday Mobile. All right, 7:45, and we'll check news and sports coming up next.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Pringle. You know, as a contractor, I do more than just build walls. If you need a hunting camp or home built or a commercial building remodeled, I'm suddenly available. So call me, 251-604-3357.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System has suspended all disconnections amid the coronavirus outbreak. The service says it made the decision to help customers and protect employees. Moss also announced it would close the lobbies at their payment centers on Spring Hill Avenue and Moffitt Road starting at 5 this evening. The kiosks will still be available along with other payment options. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the last call announcement for bars all over the state. The governor governor ordered all bars and nightclubs across the state to shut down at 5 p.m. Restaurants can stay open. Bars and clubs will remain closed for the next 30 days. Escambia County officials have issued restrictions on gatherings at Pensacola Beach. Officials say they'll be posting signs at Pensacola Beach warning beachgoers to stay 6 feet away from each other and limit their group size to 10 people or fewer. Lifeguards will be enforcing the new changes. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Tom Brady will soon be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Weird to say.
Weird to see.
Weird to see. There is, on my Twitter feed, I retweeted, I think, Adam Schefter with a picture of what Tom Brady will look like once he dons the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey. Yesterday morning, Brady made it official on social media that he would be leaving New England after 20 years and 6 Super Bowls with the Patriots. I saw someone saying Brady had 2 Hall of Fame careers, everything from 2001 to 2009. That would be considered a Hall of Fame career, and then from 2010 onwards would be its own Hall of Fame career. Last night, ESPN reported that the future Hall of Famer is expected to sign with Tampa Bay, barring any unforeseen circumstances. He'll now join a team led by head coach and quarterback specialist Bruce Arians, and the roster is stacked with playmakers. He's got 3 on offense, at least: Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and former Bama tight end O.J. Howard. Brady's signing will officially end the Jameis Winston era in Tampa Bay. The former first overall pick is currently a free agent and will be signing with a new team. Since the news that Brady would join the Buccaneers, Tampa experienced a huge surge in ticket sales. Last year, Tampa averaged 30th in attendance out of 32 teams. Some fans reported waiting online for well over an hour last night to pick up their season tickets. Brady signing with Tampa also means that he'll face the New Orleans Saints at least twice a year. The Saints, unlike the Patriots, are keeping their future Hall of Famer behind center. Yesterday, Drew Brees, who's entering his 20th NFL season, signed a 2-year extension with the Saints worth $50 million. And Brees' backup quarterback from last year, Teddy Bridgewater, will also remain in the NFC South. Bridgewater will sign a 3-year, $63 million deal to become the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. That's after Carolina announced yesterday that they will trade longtime starter Cam Newton. Bridgewater went 5-0 as a starter last season with the Saints when he stepped in for an injured Drew Brees. It's been a remarkable comeback for the former Minnesota Viking after a serious knee injury cost him almost 2 full seasons in 2016 and 2017. As for Cam Newton, he'll either be traded or cut by the Panthers. Carolina said yesterday that Newton asked for permission to seek a trade. Newton immediately responded on Instagram, saying that he never sought to be traded and that the Panthers forced it upon him. Longtime Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers agreed to a 1-year, $25 million deal to join Indianapolis. Longtime Dallas Cowboys tight end Jason Witten will sign a 1-year deal to join the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas will sign defensive lineman Gerald McCoy to a 3-year contract, and Tennessee added former Atlanta Falcons pass rusher Vic Beasley Jr. In NBA news, 4 Brooklyn Nets players, including Kevin Durant, have now tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. That brings the number of NBA players that have tested positive for the virus to 7. The LA Lakers, who played Brooklyn before the NBA suspended the season, they'll be tested today after learning of the Nets' positive tests. ESPN reports that Brooklyn had players tested by a private company and that the team paid out of pocket after they returned from San Francisco last week. 751 on FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
So what you're saying is a net positive.
Yes, I see. A net positive. I need to see if anyone used that headline, and if not, we might have to use it. Yeah, for sure.
Imagine somebody picked that up.
And I also saw, you know, with seven NBA players testing positive, you could field at least a team on court with five. And yes, they would be running the spread offense.
The viruses. All right. By the way, too, speaking of Butch Cassidy's, we decided to have a radio station lunch from Butch Cassidy's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great food, but I'll say the reaction that was the most sublime was from my buddy Dalton here, who had a...
Well, I always get the wings or the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. This time, I decided to step out. I got the fried green tomato BLT. I'm not lying. One of the best sandwiches I've ever had.
No, he was. I was walking by the studio, and he's in here going, I said, what is going on with you? He's like, sandwich.
It was so good. So good.
Strong compliment there. All right, 752. We'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Foggy along I-65, not across the Bayway, though. Looks good so far as you're traveling in for the Eastern Shore. Fairhope and Daphne, a good ride along 98 and over towards Spanish Fort. SpringHill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry. Lease for just $189 a month for 36 months. $4488 due at signing, model number 2532. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
To me, the most important word in the world is dignity. There are certain God-given rights to be fed, to have shelter, medicine, and clothing. When many of our clients come to us, they face the great risk of losing much of what they have, in some cases, losing everything. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In one instant, an accident, a natural disaster, or the intentional acts of others can threaten our dignity. Whether it's a loss of a paycheck, paying medical bills, enduring a life of pain and suffering, or a claim with your own insurance company, or a business dispute and you can't afford to pay a lawyer by the hour, your dignity hangs in the balance. You only pay us if we recover for you. Let my firm fight for you, your family, and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, isolated showers with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan for the Maids. You know, we've been a customer of the Maids since back in October. I've been talking about what a great experience it is. But let me pull back the curtain here for a second and read you an email I got from the Maids yesterday. It said, for all of us here at the Maids, the health and welfare of our customers and staff is always our top priority, and we want to help your family stay healthy. They're talking about this, obviously, during the coronavirus outbreak. They said, our 22-step Healthy Touch deep cleaning system was created to provide you and your family with the healthiest living environment possible. And over the last year, we've added the extra cleaning power of Mr. Clean to our team. Then the second paragraph here says, we can help protect our customers' homes through the disinfecting process we've always used. In light of the spread of COVID-19, we are taking some extra precautionary steps to enhance those processes. We want to share these improvements with you, along with how we are ensuring your cleaning team and our whole team as a whole are working to prevent any contamination. Fortunately, we are part of a world-class home cleaning franchise. They provide us with expert guidance to assist us with our response in communities to this virus. We are following this guidance and have enhanced their suggestions even further because we take our role in helping you in your home, enabling our employees to earn a living, and the contribution to our communities very seriously. If you have any questions about how we are working or any aspect of the service we are providing, please give us a call or reach out to us by email. It's pretty upfront and great from the folks that we invite into our home to get the cleaning done, and that is the Maids. Great group, and what a time to have that extra scrubbing and disinfecting done in your home. Call them right now and get a free estimate at 344-6626, 344-6626 for the Maids, or just Google the Maids for Mobile and Baldwin County. Hey, Maids, I really appreciate the email. Thank you. Right back, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.